This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode.
You're Evil Brett.
Evil Brett.
Evil Never Dies Brett, and I'm just Carl Todd, the co-host contributor. Brett's the host.
We're back on this shit.
Brett's the host with the most.
The host with the most.
Yeah.
My 99-cent store skull.
Isn't that cool? The 99 cent, they're going to all go out of business.
That was
now.
Like 6 years ago, though. I bought like 15 of them.
Do you still got all 15?
Yeah, I think I do. I think some of them are packed away, though, in my shed. They're good, though, man. They're good, thick salad ones, man. Now you go to the 99-cent store and it's...
Well, they're going out of business.
Well, for the last while, it's been... Everything's like $2. It's like the Dollar Tree, you know? They went up to $1.25. Notice they didn't change that sign.
No, they're not the $1.25 tree.
No shit.
Well, tonight, we're... Brett was wanting to do, was it a Chucky movie or something?
No, I wanted to do Children of the Corn, man.
Children of the Corn. And I'm like, no, I'm tired of doing old movies. Let's do something that's modern. He's like, well, what? I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. Since you got Peacock now, Evil Bubba Brett, we're going to do the movie called Night Swim.
Yeah.
And we did. We watched Night Swim, and that is our episode for tonight. It just came out on Peacock. Was at the theater earlier in the year, I believe.
Yeah, not too long. A couple weeks was it.
It was not a very long theatrical stay, but I've had my eye on that movie for a while, so I'm like, let's just do something new, dude. And we did. So tonight you're going to get a new movie from the Evil Never Dies podcast, not something from the 1960s. Although that's what everybody likes to listen to is Dracula movies from the 60s or 70s, I think. But...
I know. That's some crazy shit.
It is Night Swim.
And also, before we
contest.
Get started on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Contest.
Don't forget the contest.
We only got two people. Come on. Even if you don't wear a extra large,
well,
you know somebody.
Wear extra large.
You know somebody.
Yes, this Kiss shirt here is an extra large, and I'm not that big, but I wear extra large. Hides my fat belly.
You know somebody, if you're a 3X or a 2X, you know somebody that wears a extra large.
That is the contest. You need to screenshot your YouTube subscription and send it to the Evil Never Dies Pod at
gmail.com. Evil Never Dies Pod at gmail.com.
We'll
give it another week. If not, then it's going to be
Friday night, which will be Sunday. You see it. We are giving away the shirt.
Yeah.
Give I might enter the contest. I'll take another fucking.
You already got a shirt. Hey, if it was a 2X shirt, we wouldn't even be having this contest.
Well, that's cruel. But since nobody likes contests, I canceled mine. I'm not kidding. Anyway, we're going to move on without further ado to Night Swim.
Yes. This is
that's your cue. Almost called you something else.
Something
else.
Forgot
your
what
name.
Else are you gonna call me? Forgot my name.
I almost called you Bert, actually.
Bert?
Almost did.
Dude, I've been called Bert since I was in.
I know. I almost called you Bert.
Fourth grade.
I apologize.
You can call me Bert if you want. I don't give a fuck.
Well, anyway, Night Swim. It's up to you there, evil Bert Brett.
All right, it was directed, screenplay, and story by Bryce McGuire, and co-written story by Rod Blackhurst, based on their short
five-minute film
of the same name, Night Swim. Produced by...
Guess who produced this? Our good friend.
Jason Blum and James Wan, which James Wan actually bought the rights to this before Jason Blum was even involved. So,
is that why it's actually better?
Yep.
Are we going to give old Jason Blum some credit?
And by the way, this is only a PG-13 movie, too.
Hey, man, Poltergeist was rated PG and it's scary as shit.
Yes.
Just because you're not rated R, it don't mean nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So this is one of my favorite Bloomberg productions, huh?
Based on Night Swim by Bryce McGuire and Rod Blackhurst, the five-minute short film, produced by Jason Blum and James Wan. Cinematography by Charlie Saroff. Edited by Jeff McAvoy. Music by Mark Corvin. And we were talking about this earlier about the sound.
The soundtrack, the score.
We were
listening to it before we started recording, and it actually gave me the chills.
It is creepy as shit.
It gave me the chills. I actually just downloaded it from the Apple Music. And
so did I.
I'm going to use that opening track in the haunted house, and that's good shit.
Yeah,
this might be one of the best soundtracks of 2024.
Exactly. And also during the movie, they played some like 80s stuff, you know, and they actually played some Judas Priest. You got another thing coming.
See, before we get started, you going to give me some credit. I found you a good movie for the show, dude. This is good.
Yeah, he was evidently the lead male in this film, was a big 80s metal fan.
Yeah, so that guy is the fake Captain America, too, just for the record. Look at this. I got a Kiss shirt on. I got my Kiss background. I got a Gene Simmons, and I got a Paul Stanley doll, so I'm all kissed out tonight.
You got a skull with glowing red eyes.
I do got a skull.
It looks like hair off the side, too.
Where's hair off the side?
On that skull. It looks like there's some hair.
Oh,
like,
that's a bat.
Oh, okay.
That's my bat, but he's got stuff hanging from him. There you can see, if you're on YouTube, you can check out all the stuff there now. You can get a good view of it. If you're one of our podcast subscribers and not a YouTube, I want to give you credit because our podcast people are always loyal every week. So shout out to our podcast listeners on all the different formats.
Exactly. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys very much. Even though I'm the one that likes to push YouTube on everybody.
YouTube's up and down, man. People. Yes.
Yeah. Last week was a massive hit.
YouTube is hit and miss for sure. For big time for sure.
Okay. Back to the movie.
Where are we at?
We were about to tell who the production companies were.
Blumhouse Productions and Atomic Monster, which is...
That's James Wan.
James Wan's deal there.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Blumhouse produces some of the best new movies, but they suck like fuck when it comes to remakes. Exactly. Just like that Exorcist movie was... I ain't found anybody that liked that movie.
Me neither.
So, anytime I see a new movie that Blumhouse is a part of, I watch it and it's usually very good. So even though I make fun of him calling Bloomberg, I need to give him credit every now and then. I'm just an asshole, ain't I? I don't mean to be.
I've been an asshole too lately, so.
You're an ass to me sometimes.
Ass to you? How am I?
Yeah. You're mean to me.
I'm mean? What do you mean? I'm not mean to you.
You can be mean sometimes.
You're silly.
I'm being truthful.
All right. It was distributed by Universal Pictures. Release date of January 5th of 2024. And it only played in the theaters like for 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I was actually considering going to see it in a theater, but I didn't make it in time. And then it was on Vudu, which is now called Fandango at Home, which is stupid. But nevertheless, I finally waited till it got onto Peacock. And wish I would have seen it in the theaters.
Yeah, probably would have been cool in the theater for sure.
Well, it actually made a good box office for the limited release it was.
Yep, it made its money back for sure. Running time is 98 minutes. Country of origin, United States, English language. Budget for the film was $15 million, and it brought $54.1 million to the box office in just like the 2 or 3 weeks it was there. That's combined U.S., Europe, everywhere else. So, definitely made its money back.
Yeah, I'm sure it's made some good money in post-release. I guess. I don't know, since it's on Peacock for free now. Well, it's not free. You got to pay for Peacock, but you know what I mean.
Know what I mean, Vern? All right, Carl, why don't you give us the plot of this movie?
Okay, actually, everybody knows I brag about not having notes, but I'm going to actually read some notes for the plot because this is not, I've only watched it once. So it started out with a young girl who goes out to the family swimming pool for a night to go have a good swim. Well, unfortunately, I think it was a, she dropped a, her little boat or whatever. It sort of reminded me of the It, you know, the Georgie situation, drops it into the pool.
Well, she was actually woken up by the boat. It was her brother's boat.
So she goes out there and something pulls her under the pool and apparently drowns her. And the movie fades to black and we jump ahead to the modern day. And we have the family looking for a house to stay in. The father is a former professional baseball player. And I guess he'd been injured or had multiple sclerosis, something to that effect.
MS, yep.
And he could not play baseball anymore. So they're looking for a house, I guess, for the family, just so he can kind of chill out,
recover
and rehab. And they're looking at townhomes and different places. And they come across this house that's got this huge ass swimming pool in the backyard. So they decide that they're going to go ahead and buy the house. And they bring out a swimming expert who tells them, a swimming pool expert, sorry about that, who explains that this pool is actually spring-fed, which is very unique and unusual. The water comes from a spring, I guess, underground. And the
healing properties and all that.
Healing properties and sort of like the old mineral water days of the 50s. I think the 1940s and 50s when the mineral water springs were a big thing. So they're all excited about it and they get the pool ready and running and some strange stuff starts happening soon after that. Yeah. And that is our movie, The Night Swim. Very creepy stuff goes on in this pool. And honestly, I don't remember ever having a haunted swimming pool movie.
Yeah, I know. That's sort of different, huh? For sure.
It's different. And no, it's not really a gore movie. It's not really even a spooky, scary movie. It's just more of a creepy movie.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
Very creepy. And that soundtrack is creepy as hell. So
yeah, it is.
I think I'm going to go ahead and buy this thing on 4K or Blu-ray because I really did enjoy it. So I'm not giving away my answers until the end, but we're going to analyze this movie now. Let's start with the cast.
All right. First off, we got Wyatt Russell as Ray Waller.
And Wyatt Russell used to play like amateur hockey before he got into acting, but I remember him from being the fake Captain America in the Winter Soldier and Captain America show that was on Disney Plus. And all of the grandkids were here, and I was showing it to them, and they were mad because they're like, that guy's not really Captain America. So he did an outstanding job in that. And I look forward to following his career further because I think he's got a long way to he's going to go a long way in Hollywood.
Well, you know who Sonny is, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell. Yeah.
He looks a little bit like his dad.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, I think he was an amateur hockey player before he got into the movies, though. So
he looks like he played a good baseball player. You could tell he's had broken noses for sure. You can tell that somebody that's had broken noses a lot. So
yeah.
Next, we got Kerry Condon as Eve Waller, which is his wife. Next, we got Emily. I'm going to fuck this up. Hoffafy as Elise Waller. That's his oldest daughter.
Supposedly a teenager, but in real life, it turns out she's like 23 years old or something.
Really? I didn't see that. Wow. Okay.
I was trying to find some information on all these actors, and there wasn't a lot on her, especially. She's only been in like two different movies so far.
Yeah, she's a very new actress for sure. Next, we got Gavin Warren as Elliot Waller, and he's probably, 12 years old?
He was excellent. Boy. He was the star of the movie to me.
Yep, he did a really good job.
Great, great job by this young man.
Next, we got Jodie Long as Lucy Summers. And what has she been in? Not much. Nancy Lenahan as Kay. Eddie Martinez as Coach E.
He was the Little League coach. It was all psyched to get the Wyatt Russell character to their Little League baseball game. You know, like, exactly. Oh, this guy's a pro baseball player, you know. So yep, he did a real pretty cool job of being the, you know, awestruck and Little League coach with a.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
everybody did a good job in this movie acting wise.
Next, we got Elijah J. Roberts as Ronan.
I don't remember who he was.
I think he was the guy that was the high school mate or whatever that came over and was swimming.
Oh, with the Izzy character?
Yeah,
he was kind of sweet on her.
Next, we got Rahoma Panthaki as Dr. Sidar.
Sarider. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now.
Next, we got Ben Sinclair as the pool tech, and he was funny in it.
Wasn't he good?
Yeah, he did a good job in it. He's like a producer, director. He does like a bunch of independent films.
So he's more of a cameo.
Yeah. Ellie Aranza as Angel. And that rounds out the cast.
Yeah, there are not a lot of people in it.
No, there's not. But they all did a great job for sure.
They did. They really did.
All right, what else we got here? There's not much on trivia on it, but.
Well, we can talk about the origin of the film.
Yeah, for sure.
It started with that 5-minute short, low budget that they made. It was a collaboration with his friend, and they actually filmed it in the backyard of one of the musician friends. So that's what led to it getting made into a movie. So, you know, sometimes if you've got the idea to make something that's like a little short film, you never know where it may go. So,
well, the black film was like that too. It was a short.
Yeah. So anybody that's creative, I encourage in this day and age of 2024 with these fancy ass 4K iPhones, do it if you get creative, because you never know who might end up seeing this and it may get turned into a major motion picture or a streaming show or something. So
exactly. The world is yours.
The world is yours in this day and age. You know, with YouTube, anything can blow up at any time and go viral. So this guy, it happened for him. So,
except the Evil Never Dies podcast,
except for us. But Bryce McGuire did a great job with this, and it turned into a Bloomberg production.
Yeah,
not a remake.
Not a remake for definitely for sure. Very good plot for this for sure.
He cited I think Poltergeist, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and Jaws and some of his inspirations.
Exactly. And you can see it in it.
You can see it, yeah.
For sure. That's probably the same films I would have chose, too. Because I'm a big fan of them all myself.
And, you know, for somebody like me, I've always been sort of creeped out by swimming pools. Because when I was little, my brother threw me in a swimming pool. And it scared the shit out of me. And I found out from my sister, when I was a baby, apparently I crawled into a swimming pool and almost drowned. And she, like, jumped in and got me out of there. So I've always sort of had a fear of swimming pools, believe it or not.
Really?
That was one of my... Water was one of my phobias until I went to Galveston. And when I saw the ocean and got in it, I was totally glamored by the ocean. But swimming pools to this day, I'm still a bit creeped out by.
Yeah, they are creepy, especially at night.
Especially at night. Especially if it's red, like our friend Video Bob. He's got a red swimming pool.
Well, my ex-wife's pool, I think she had like a purple light in there. It was really cool looking. But,
so James Wan came across this thing, right?
Yep.
Who's one of my favorite producer directors in
exactly.
All
yep.
time. So
Saw movies. What else?
I think he did the Final Destinations, didn't he?
Yep. Couple of them, I think, till they got stupid.
They're not stupid.
Couple
so
of
I went in pre-production following the success of Megan, which was also a Bloomberg production.
Yep.
I'd still call it Bloomberg. I know that's not right, people. I'm doing it as a joke, so don't get all upset. I just like to poke fun at people. Hey, somebody just hit my door. I think it's
actually
a cat
remember,
or a possum.
Remember, it's Blum too. It's not Bloom.
No, it's Blum. Jason Blum, but we're silly on this show.
We're silly.
A cat just tried to come in the house.
Which cat?
Why Dracula? I mean Halloween. So this thing was filmed in California in 34 days. Quick production.
Very quick. Got a lot of elements of an independent film on this, for sure.
It does have a lot of elements. And there was a lot of good cinematography with the underwater, you know, cameras in the swimming
exactly.
pool as well.
Yeah, that's hard to do, man. Underwater shit's hard to do.
Yeah, it's slow. It's hard to do the underwater film, and they pulled it off. So, where we want to go next? You want to do trivia or music?
What little trivia I got?
Let's get that out of the way, then we'll talk about the soundtrack.
All right, the real life house location used for the family home on the on screen doesn't actually fully connect to the garage to the pool. So there wasn't a wall there.
No.
No. When there's a scene where he's in the garage with his son, and it shows that it's all connected, and it's not. So.
Okay.
The swim school that Lizzie is asked to join is called the Harold Holt Swimming School. Harold Holt was the 17th Prime Minister of Australia and disappeared, presumed drowned while swimming. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
Good little trivia thing.
That's
good trivia.
Crazy, ain't it? Like we said, Wyatt Russell is Kurt Russell's son.
And the fake Captain America. Don't ever forget
fake
that.
Captain America. I guess he was in the minor league baseball league too.
I know he played hockey. I didn't know he played baseball as well. Very athletic guy. I think he was looking into athletics before he got into
the
acting.
Hurt his elbow.
So he went into acting?
Went into acting.
Let's throw the Buc-ee's symbol out here tonight. We're sponsored by Buc-ee's unofficially.
We're not fucking sponsored by fucking nobody.
We are too.
We can't even get Blue Chew.
Count Karabi's Haunted Museum sponsors this show, I tell you. So we have one sponsor.
Blue Chew there. Don't even want to sponsor us.
The fuck is Blue Chew?
The fucking Viagra stuff?
What?
Viagra.
Brett, you're drunk. Continue on.
I'm not drunk. Look up Blue Chew. It's like the cheap Viagra.
I'm going to pass on that. I don't need the Viagra.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying. Our buddies at Middle Age and Creeped Out are sponsored now by, who the hell is it? The Shave Your Nuts people.
Okay. I know. I can't even. You got me on that one, dude.
Was that funny?
Yeah, that was funny, the way you said that.
Shave Your Nuts people.
Sorry, Todd.
I'm sorry.
Brett's a little out of it tonight, so.
I've had a few too many, probably, but.
Yeah, you're even making the mic pop when you talk.
Am I really?
Yeah, I'm just hearing pops as you talk.
Sorry.
Need to sit back from the mic a little bit.
I'm just a loud prick, is all I am. Let's see. Really ain't got nothing much more on trivia because this is such a new movie, you know.
So Mark Coven did the soundtrack. He also did the Blumhouse film, The Black Phone, featuring my friend The Grabber, which is turning into a new character in the household here with the grandkids. He composed the score, and it's creepy as shit. I mean, it might be one of the creepier soundtracks I've heard in a long ass time. Like you mentioned, there's some 80s songs, Judas Priest, which the character of Ray Waller had a thing for 80s metal. So that was thrown into the mix, which was kind of a cool little concept. But the score is outstanding. I haven't actually got to listen to the whole thing yet. Brett mentioned it before the show, and I've downloaded it from Apple Music, but it's creepy as shit, dude.
Yeah, it really is. Especially just from the opening scene.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a short score. It's only 40 minutes long, but
yep.
Definitely some cool shit. So yes, it was released by Universal in the United States, United Kingdom, Australia on January 5th, and it was released to digital on January 23rd, as far as not streaming, but on the former Vudu and Apple, whatever Apple's stuff's called. Now it used to be iTunes. I've been looking at this movie since then, but I didn't want to pay $24 for it yet, because that's what they charge when these things come out fresh from the theater. And finally came on Peacock, and I'm glad I finally got to see it. It was a pretty good hit at the theater for the short time it was there.
Yeah, it was only like a month.
It debuted at $12 million, which is a good opening. But unfortunately, it dropped 60% in its second week. And now,
They'd already made their money back by then, though.
They did, but critically, this thing got sort of panned. It's only got 22% on the Rotten Tomatoes, which I don't know why. I don't know. A lot of people said that it was just a mishmash and a rehash of old movies. I don't see that. I have never seen a movie with this concept before. Not going to give any spoilers, but it has to do with the water has healing properties, but when it heals, it takes away. Yeah. So it's one of those films where you get something good out of it, but you get something bad in return. Exactly. So that's sort of the premise of this thing. I find it very unique myself.
Yeah, it is very unique.
And I apologize for having to read notes, but this is a new movie, and I don't know anything of, and I'm not up on it yet, so I want to make sure I get all the stuff out. So I always brag about not having notes, but tonight I do have notes. New York Times gave it a positive review. Allison Wilkins said that the third act sort of undermined the end, which it did get a little slow in the middle.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of a slowdown, but it paid off, man. It paid off well.
Yep, for a PG-13 movie, for sure.
This is now on Blu-ray. I don't think it's on 4K. I think the UK version is in 4K, which 4K, remember, is region-free, so you can buy it from anywhere, and it will play if you don't have a region-free player. So I can't review the Blu-ray because I don't have it yet. But that's my take on this. What's your views? I'm going to just go. I'll go first and say that I did enjoy this movie. It paid off. I'd waited for it for a while, and I enjoyed it. It's unique. It's got a scary element to it, and it's spooky as hell. I almost said the F word, but I'll use spooky as hell. It definitely paid off for me at the end. I did not see the ending coming. I'm going to give this movie a 3.5, Brett. So that's okay. Above my, you know, like I tell everybody, 3 is an average for me. 5 is outstanding, you know, and this is close to a 4, really. It does slow down a lot, and there's a little bit of just kind of filling in the movie. I think, you know, going from a 5-minute short to a full production, I don't think they had a full array to put in there, and it does boggle down a bit, which sort of hurt the middle of the movie a lot.
Exactly.
The ending pays the hell off. So 3.5 for me. That soundtrack, I think, is going to get a fucking 5. I mean, it gave me fucking chills when I heard it the first time tonight.
Exactly. That made the movie for sure for me. The soundtrack.
It did. So what's your take on the Dark Swim? Or Night Swim.
Very creepy.
I think it should have been called Dark Swim. I think that's a better name.
Very creepy.
Very creepy.
I think this will hold up 10 years from now, for sure.
What about 20?
Even though it's PG-13, there's not really gore.
Ratings don't mean shit these days.
No gore, really.
Do you realize if Evil Dead 2 came out today, it'd be rated PG-13?
Probably, yes. Except for the language in it. That would be the only thing.
There's not any language in Evil Dead 2.
There's not.
Ash doesn't even cuss.
Okay.
We're going to have to do Evil Dead 2. That'll be our... What anniversary are we coming up on?
This is going to be our third.
Third anniversary will be Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Boy, I just said that.
Promise.
Back to this movie. You know, I got grandkids when I pinky promise. What'd you give it?
I like this movie for sure.
A 2.2, you said?
No, I'm going to give it a 3.
I'm surprised because I thought you were going to give it lower. I thought you were going to give it a 2.
After I listened to the soundtrack separate, that did it for me. Very creepy. For sure.
Yeah.
I think we need to use it for some ambient noise in the haunted house this year. So
I think we're going to.
Save that shit, bitch.
What?
You heard me.
I did not hear you.
All right. So...
Well, I'm hoping that Bryant Wessel moves on to some pretty good things. I think he's going to be in the movie coming up, a Marvel movie called The Thunderbolts, which he will once again play U.S. Agent John Walker, the fake Captain America.
Okay. So, I'm not a big Marvel fan, so.
Well, maybe that'll rise him to the top.
We'll see. All right. You got anything else on?
I was going to say something else, but I chose to keep my mouth shut about it.
Okay.
I'm just playing. I don't have anything else tonight.
All right, everybody. One more week. Get them fucking emails in with your screenshot of your like and subscribe to the YouTube.
Give your email
channel.
Account again, Brett.
EvilNeverDiesPod@gmail.com. Do it.
Well, check us on the social medias. We have our Facebook group, The Evil Ones, which has always got stuff posting. We're all over the place. Like I said earlier, our podcast is still a big going thing, better than Facebook and better than YouTube sometimes. So audio stream or any format. We're even on iTunes, or not iTunes, what's it? iHeartRadio. You can listen to us there.
You can get the links on the Audio Boom link.
Audio Boom link. I said audio stream. I said it wrong. Brett does all the technical stuff. I just show up and look pretty.
Just show up. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening, and get in for that contest. Win a shirt. It's free. Not costing you nothing. All right.
Boy, you're jacked the fuck up. We need to get him off the air.
I drank a lot of vodka tonight.
Brett, we need to get this man off the air.
We're lucky we made it this far.
Well, you'll probably erase the show after we stop. So.
No, that ain't going to happen. I've done that before. So
I know you have, and I'm not redoing shows anymore.
All right, everybody. Thanks for
listening. And have a good week, and we'll be back for the midweek episode.
Carl's doing it this week because I got shit to do. Bye.
It needs a little work, but I don't think it's going to last long at this price.
There's a pool. Always wanted a pool.
Is this everything?
We'll grow into it.
Y'all ready?
Marco.
Hello. Marco.
Hello.
Marco. I hear you. You need to say something back. Ronan, Marco. Marco. I can hear you. Why aren't you saying anything? Ronan, you're dead. Marco.